Good morning, church. Before I dismiss the kids, I think we're going to do a short little intro, and then we're going to watch a video, and then we can dismiss the kids. Is that all right? All right. I want to begin with a quote. I came across this quote by Doris Lessing. She's actually the oldest person to receive the Nobel Prize of Literature. And she says this: "This is what learning is. You suddenly understand something you've understood all your life, but in a new way." Isn't that good? And this is my prayer as I thought about this quote. This is my prayer for all of us, that through this teaching this morning and the sharing that we're going to experience, that God would help us understand something on a whole new level, in a whole new way. And that's what God's Spirit does. We think that we actually understand something, and then God's Spirit actually opens up our mind and our heart to receive it on a different level. So that's my prayer for us, all of us this morning. And you know what? I think we all come from different places in our journey today. Some of us come and we're actually, if we're honest, we're feeling a little aloof, a little disconnected. Some of us feeling distant from God. And you know what? That's okay. C.S. Lewis talks about these undulations, he calls that, in this kind of these seasons of life where we feel close to God and where we feel away from God or far from God. And so some of us, we come this morning and we feel that. And I think that's okay for us to embrace that and acknowledge that. Some of us, we come this morning and we think that we have it all figured out. We think that we understand God's Word well. And so my prayer for us who maybe come today with a little bit of self-sufficiency, that we can learn and receive on a whole new level. And so wherever you come from, wherever you are at this morning, my prayer is that we would receive, and that by God's grace, that He would open our hearts and our minds to receive what He has for us. Before we dive into this morning's teaching, I wanted to at least summarize a little bit of what we heard last week through Brian Dirksen. Brian talked about, and he actually read from Acts 1:6. Jesus has just risen from the dead. He's spent time with His witnesses, probably about 120, and He was giving His disciples, these 120, these parting words. And it's Acts 1:6. "So when the apostles were with Jesus, they kept asking Him, 'Lord, has the time come for You to free Israel and restore our kingdom?' And all Jesus said was, 'The Father alone has the authority to set those dates and times, and they are not for you to know, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be My witnesses, telling people about Me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and the ends of the earth.'" You will be My witnesses. So the apostles are asking, the disciples are asking Jesus, "When are You going to restore Your kingdom? When are You going to make Israel great again?" And all Jesus says is, "Be My witnesses. Be My witnesses. Be My ambassadors. These little Christs wherever you go. Not in your own power, but in the power of the Holy Spirit. Be My witnesses." In fact, I don't think we can actually be Christ's witnesses unless we are filled with the Holy Spirit. Paul in Ephesians says, be filled with the Holy Spirit. And the idea of that command is that it's ongoing. We need to be filled every day. I don't think we can actually be Christ's witnesses without being filled, empowered by His Spirit. So the same thing goes for today. We hear the same words today, don't we? I even heard the girls talk about this morning. When are you going to make America beautiful again? When are you going to make America great again? Weren't you guys talking about that? Yeah. But you mentioned that phrase, when are you going to make America great again? And what's the answer? People who cry out, when are you going to make America great again? And all Jesus says, be my witnesses. Be my witnesses. When are you going to make Canada great again? When are you going to make... And all Jesus' response is, be my witnesses. Wherever you go. Yesterday we were at Totem Hall. And I'm not sure how many people were there. Probably 100 or so. I don't know how many tables they had set up. 16 tables, I think. And we cooked 8 turkeys. We cooked 6 hams. And people ate, and we had fun, and we had elves giving presents to kids, and we just loved on people. The church was present. The church was there. You and I were there. We were loving on people in the name of Jesus. We were Christ's witnesses. On Monday, I was at Bernie's funeral memorial service at the Totem Hall. And there I was, being Christ's witness in that place. Where do you find yourselves this week? Wherever you were this week, you were Christ's witnesses. Be my witnesses. Anyways, we're going to be watching a video. We watched this last week, and I thought this video was so powerful. I feel like it's important for us to watch it again. And here's this woman who is living the kingdom of heaven in the way that God has designed her to be. She's being herself for the sake of the kingdom. So let's watch this clip, and then we'll talk about it.
In my lifetime, I have experienced the rule of two totalitarian regimes. One was the German Nazis, and the second was the Russian Communists. The Word of God says 366 times, "Do not be afraid, do not fear." So we weren't afraid. After 40 years of communism here, the fact that many believers left the country, the Czech Republic has been called the most atheist place in Europe. It breaks my heart. My name is Ludmila Harirova. I'm 82 years old. I have 7 grandchildren and 5 great-grandchildren. My husband went to heaven in 2002. The Lord Jesus told me, now he is my husband, and he wants to continue to use me. He wants me to be his representative, his ambassador. Next to the door of my house, there is a bronze sign that says, "The Embassy of the Kingdom of Heaven." My home is an extension of Christ's kingdom. It's a place where people can come and look for help if they're in trouble or have a need. The Bible says the kingdom of heaven is joy and peace in the Holy Spirit. That is the atmosphere I want here at the embassy. The visitors that I get, some of them have called ahead to let me know they're coming, and some just come. The ones that haven't called are usually the best ones, because because I'm not prepared for them. Everything that happens is dependent on the Lord. Today, a dear friend came by. She's a widow, and her family really are struggling financially. Whenever people enter this house, I just lay everything else aside and spend time with them. I have learned to recognize the inner voice of the Holy Spirit and give Him room to use me. The Holy Spirit likes to take control. Often I listen to myself and I'll say things I wouldn't even think about. There is no problem to deal with the issues people bring when they come here, because the Holy Spirit is here. It's an honor for me to be an instrument of God's love and His wisdom every day. We often don't realize that all believers are called to be representatives of the kingdom of heaven. We are all ambassadors. The Lord Jesus didn't choose to do it any other way. He simply entrusted us.
So powerful. And you shall be my witnesses when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. We're called to be His ambassadors. One of the things that struck me in that video just before she prayed for this lady that came to visit is she said the Holy Spirit loves to take control. And it really requires us to give up our control, doesn't it? Before we, I want to hear from you, but before we open up discussion and send the kids to River Kids, let's just pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You that You are here by Your Spirit. We just want to say, Lord, forgive us for all the ways and the times that we like to take control. I think in so many ways, Lord, we are a bunch of control freaks. And it's hard for us to relinquish control to You. But we do that right now. Lord, we give You control. We surrender control of today and this morning to You. So come, Holy Spirit, speak and bless and encourage. Give us new insight. Lift burdens off our shoulders. Presence Yourself with us. Pour out gifts. We just give control to You. Pray Your blessing on Kenda and River Kids this morning. Just thank You for being here. Help us to be aware of Your presence in Jesus' name. Kids, you're dismissed. Adam, sweet. Thanks, Adam.